Harper Audio presents Plague Child by Peter Ransley, read by Gordon Griffin. Prologue. One cloudy September evening in 1625, Matthew Neave drove the cart, loaded with the bodies he had collected, to the edge of the River Charwell. Seven bodies. They would not pay him much for that. While the horses drank, he finished off the last of his bread and cheese. The bread was hard and dry, and he softened it from his flask of beer as he waited for the light to go. He never went near the plague pit before dark. In early summer, at the start of the plague in Oxford, relatives would lie in wait for the cart. Fear of the disease was overcome by the fear of hell that their loved ones, and they, later, would suffer if they did not get a Christian burial in sanctified ground. Matthew was stabbed and nearly thrown into the pit in one fight before the watch was called. But as people died or fled, and that remorseless hot summer reduced the remainder to a numb apathy, the disturbances petered out. Nevertheless, when he heard the sound of a galloping horse, Matthew put down his flask. Beer dribbled unnoticed down his stained fustian jacket as he stared over Christchurch Meadow. He couldn't make out the rider at first for the trees, but the horse was a black gelding, a gentleman's horse. The horse cleared the trees. The rider was dressed in black. He was masked, although the day had not been hot. The mask might hold a nosegay of herbs to protect against the plague, but Matthew was taking no chances. He picked up the knife with which he had cut the cheese and retreated to the cart. The stench of its rotting bodies, better protection than any weapon. The man reined in the horse well short of him.
"Matthew Neave? Who wants him?"
The man took off his mask, but kept the herbs it contained to his face. Matthew dropped his knife and pulled off his hat, words drying in his throat. This was no gentleman. The horse was better bred than the man riding it, but for Matthew, Mr. Ralph was of much more immediate concern than any gentleman. Mr. Ralph was Lord Stonehouse's steward. A yeoman's son, he had acquired a small estate in his own right, field by field, the painful struggle to build it showing in the deep seams of his face. The deepest seam was a jagged scar running from his right cheek to his neck.
"There's a dead child at Horsebourne, Bennett's farm."
"Several miles away. Over shot over hill, on the edge of Lord Stonehouse's estate."
"A plague child, sir?"
"Yes." Matthew knew this was wrong, knew this was trouble. He had caught the disease when he was six. The agonizing black boils under his arms burst, and he had survived. They threw the rest of his family in the cart and left him locked in the house alone. The plague orders, no doubt reflecting most people's conviction that the disease was God's punishment, specified that victims should be quarantined for 40 days and 40 nights. For over a month, Matthew had been locked in alone, kept alive by the pottage and weak beer passed to him through a window by the only neighbour who would go near him. Since the few who survived did not catch the plague again, what had nearly killed Matthew now provided him with his bread and, in a plague year like this, meat. Some people thought Matthew a cunning man, because it was said he could predict who was going to die of the disease and who was going to live. Perhaps the steward kept his distance now, not just because of the bodies, but because he had heard these stories. Matthew scratched his head. He knew every case for 20 miles around. Someone might have escaped from quarantine, but that was unlikely. It was even less likely that the disease was still spreading. The cold sharpness in the air, the dwindling number of bodies, told him the outbreak was practically over. Matthew shook his head slowly.
"Horsebourne, sir? Can't be."
As painstakingly as he had built his small estate, Mr. Ralph had built his voice, away from Matthew's slow burr, mimicking the cool mockery of his betters.
"I'm afraid it can,"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?